So we're continuing with local news and features. It's Tim and Liz with you now. It's batch number 5. We've got 4 headlines. We've also got, in a moment, we've got Liz's one and only quiz. But going to do the headlines for you. My headlines are: only art shop in Stoke-on-Trent is facing an uncertain future. And Port Vale hails best residents association in Stoke-on-Trent. And Liz has coming up:
pioneering bionic chip inserted into eye restores sight to patients who are blind, and reading takes you into another world. That's a related story because that's somebody who's had this bionic chip inserted.
Okay, so before I do the first story about the art shop facing uncertain future, we've got Liz's one and only quiz. So fire away with your questions.
Number 1. St Luke's Summer is the name given to a spell of sunny or calm weather around St Luke's Day. But which month is it in? Which month is St Luke's Day in? Number 2. What bird was considered sacred by the Incas, who saw it linking the spiritual world to the earthly realm? Number 3. Hallux is the anatomical and medical term for which part of the human body? That's H-A-L-L-U-X. Number 4. A quinquennium is a specific period of how many years? Number 5. In which decade was the Thames Barrier officially opened by the Queen? Number 6. In which state is Camp David the country retreat of the US President? Number 7. Which race course stages the Welsh Grand National? So I'm not talking about Aintree, I'm talking about the Welsh Grand National. Number 8. The Adriatic is an arm of which larger sea? Number 9. What does a costermonger sell? Number 10. Which English County Cricket Club is based at Chesterley Street? And finally, what type of creature is an oyster catcher?
Wonderful stuff. So many thanks for those. Have a little ponder. And in batch 7, we will give you the answers. So I'm going to do first story for you now. And this was one that I mentioned about the only art shop. Or I keep saying art. It's like it's quite Pottery's art shop in Stoke-on-Trent facing uncertain future. That made Liz laugh then because I went quite posh. Now, the only art shop in Stoke-on-Trent is facing an uncertain future after being caught up in a £6.4 million cost-cutting plan. Ooh. University of Staffordshire is currently consulting over plans to axe 31 academic roles and 35 non-academic positions, as well as not filling existing vacancies and reducing the number of agency workers. It's emerged that the loss-making on campus art shop is also at risk. A decision on its fate is expected by Christmas. A university spokesperson said the university is currently consulting on the future of its on-campus art shop, which has operated at a financial loss for several years despite changes to its offer and opening hours. Like many universities, we've seen a significant shift in how many students actually purchase materials, with most now choosing to buy online. We're therefore reviewing how best to continue providing access to essential supplies and expert advice in a way that meets student needs and remains sustainable. No final decision has been made and no member of staff has been dismissed yet. We understand that this consultation may cause concern and we are committed to keeping staff students informed throughout the process. A petition has been launched to try to persuade the university to retain the art shop. The petition states, University of Staffordshire is putting plans in place to shut down the university art shop by Christmas 2025. So we'll have to wait and see if that happens. Over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for you in batch number 5.
Pioneering bionic chip inserted into eye restores sight to patients who are blind. People who have lost their vision because of a common condition are now able to read again thanks to a pioneering electronic eye implant. A tiny device just 2 millimetres by 2 millimetres, half the thickness of a human hair, is fitted under the light-sensitive retina to allow patients to see letters, numbers and words through an eye that was previously blind. Some can now even do crosswords and read tiny text on prescriptions using the prosthetic vision. Experts have hailed the tiny Prima device as a breakthrough. They say it represents a paradigm shift in artificial vision and hope the technology could one day be available on the NHS. The world first trial involved 38 patients across 17 sites in 5 countries, including the UK, France, Italy and the Netherlands. All had a condition known as geographic atrophy, which is an advanced stage of dry age-related macular degeneration, AMD. It is the reason behind the vision loss for 1 in 4 legally blind British people. To fit it, surgeons remove the clear jelly-like substance from inside the eye in what is known as a vitrectomy. A trapdoor under the centre of the retina is then created where the tiny chip is posted. To see words and write, patients wear augmented reality glasses which contain a video camera. This is connected to a small computer attached to their waistband, which includes a zoom feature to make the text bigger. The camera projects scenes as an infrared beam across the chip, which then activates the device. Artificial intelligence in the computer then processes the information, which is converted into an electrical signal that passes through the cells in the retina and optical nerve into the brain, where it is interpreted as vision. Mahi Mukit, a senior vitreoretinal consultant at Moorfields Eye Hospital in London and the UCL Institute of Ophthalmology, said it had been life-changing for patients. I have all these patients who are blind, and when you see them, they want to know, is there anything that can restore vision, he said, and the answer has always been no. We have some patients who are now reading books. Their quality of life is much higher. Some are writing, doing crosswords, things they enjoy. Patients can wear the glasses as often as they like. Mukit, I'm not sure how you say this name, M-U-Q-I-T, said, there is no pain, no safety issues inside or outside, because the device only switches on once you put the glasses on. They can use it every day as long as they like. The implant device helps people to see again. Who has it been designed for? The device has been developed specifically for people with a condition known as geographic atrophy, GA, which is an advanced stage of dry age-related macular degeneration, AMD. AMD causes changes in the part of the eye known as the macula, the central part of the retina, which plays a key role in sight. According to the NHS, it usually affects people in their 50s, and while the exact cause is unknown, it has been linked to age, smoking, being overweight and high blood pressure. What happens after the procedure? The chip is activated after around a month initially. All users see is lights triggered by the device. Experts help the patients to align the device while the pocket computer refines the signals to turn the flashing lights into formed objects and letters. Could it be available on the NHS? The developers of Prima, US-based medtech company Science Corporation, are working to secure regulatory approval for the device. Moorlands Eye Hospital consultant Mahi Mukit has said he is hopeful this kind of technology could one day be available on the NHS. The findings published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggest 84% of patients on the trial were able to read letters, numbers and words while using Prima, and on average could read 5 lines on a vision chart. Before the device was fitted, some could not even see the chart. So that's hopeful news. Sorry, I was reading that from a newspaper. That's why I was stumbling at times. Over to Tim.
So many thanks. So my next story now and final one in batch 5. Les will be back with her second one for you shortly. It's Port Vale Hale's Best Residents Association in Stoke-on-Trent. A community group has been praised by a football club boss for its fighting spirit. Port Vale Football Club co-owner Carol Shanahan and Chief Executive Matt Hancock paid a visit to Sandiford and Golden Hill Residents Association's latest meeting, where they spoke about the club's community work. The club is celebrating its 150th anniversary this year, and Carol is one of the notable Stoke-on-Trent figures to be featured in the 100 Years, 100 Faces artwork unveiled on Moore Street, Hanley, to mark the city's centenary. She describes Sandiford and Golden Hill Residents Association, SAGE, love that name, as the biggest and best residents association in Stoke-on-Trent. She added, "You fight for what you want and fight for what you need. We came 6 years ago, and when husband Kevin Shanahan and I brought Port Vale, it was a bonkers thing to do, but do I regret it? Not in the slightest. I love it. We've been promoted and relegated, but what I'm really proud of is the work our team has done in the community. We delivered 175,000 meals during lockdown, and we phoned people and stood in gardens to have a cup of tea and a chat. Yeah, the football's important, and we've got to get that right, but what we've also got to do is get right is the community work. One of the reasons Stoke-on-Trent is such an amazing city is the social connections that you've grown over the years. The club's community actions include setting up Golden Valiant sessions for over 55s to meet up and socialise. The group proved so successful in bringing people together, they began visiting one another at home. The meeting heard. Matt said, "There are so many of you, your family and friends, whose lives have been centred around the football club. Since 2019, we've almost doubled the attendance. A big drive is the impact that we make on people's lives, not just on Saturdays, but Monday to Sunday, when we are delivering stuff out in the community. We have parent and toddler groups and the community lounge, offering advice and support." He added that the club couldn't take their eyes off football, however, and it remained a priority. "We have a huge women and girls team now, which goes from strength to strength," he said. "We also have disabled teams and walking football teams, so many people proudly wear the Port Vale crest." So over to Liz, who's going to do the final story for us in Batch 5.
Now, this story is related to the previous story I read. This is a woman who's actually undergone this treatment at Moorfields Eye Hospital. So this is "The Patient" is the headline. "Reading takes you into another world." Shirley Irvin from Wiltshire, who described herself as a bookworm before losing her sight, is now able to read again and do crosswords after taking part in the PRIMA study. Shirley Irvin was one of the UK patients included in a clinical trial to test the bionic eye implant at Moorfields Eye Hospital, and took part in the project to help people in the future. "I wanted to take part in research to help future generations, and my optician suggested I get in touch with Moorfields," she said. "Before receiving the implant, it was like having two black discs in my eyes, which with the outside distorted. I was an avid bookworm and I wanted that back." Miss Irvin had the operation in the London hospital in 2022. "I was nervous, excited, all those things," she added. "There was no pain during the operation, but you're well aware of what is happening. It's a new way of looking through your eyes, and it was dead exciting when I began seeing a letter. It's not simple learning, not simply learning to read again, but the more hours you put in, the more I pick up." Miss Irvin is now enjoying challenging herself with reading. "The team at Moorfields have given me challenges like, look at your prescription, which is always tiny," she said. "I like challenging myself, trying to look at the little writing on tins, doing crosswords. It has made a big difference. Reading takes you into another world. I am definitely more optimistic." So that is optimistic. I've read an optimistic story.
Wonderful stuff. Keep listening. Got more stories for you coming up in batch number 6.